Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Hi, Cindy. Shanita just transferred me over. Are you in the fraud department?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hey, I have charges on my account, out of my checking account, but I have no idea. I didn't do, so I'm wanting to make a claim, whatever. I want my money back, bottom line.
Okay, let me check and see if we have your information in the system. What's your first and last name, please?
First name is Gail, G-A-I-L. Last name, I use my middle initial, R. And my last name is K-A-R-A-U.
Thank you. One moment.
Sure.
And thanks for holding. I was able to locate an account. And could you verify for me, please, your address?
Sure. It's 2554 Black Wolf Avenue in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 54902.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve your order. I'll be right with you.
I have no idea what it is. I didn't order anything. So that concerns me.
Be right with you. Okay, so I do have the account pulled up, and let's see. It's notated that you ordered a, it looks like you signed up for a sweepstakes. For a kitchen, some type of KitchenAid, you paid the $5.74. And
right.
If you didn't win the sweepstakes within a given time, then you would be billed for the discount membership where you would receive a $125 gift voucher that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online.
No, I didn't even do any of this, Cindy. I have no idea. No idea whatsoever.
So you didn't sign up for the shopping discount membership?
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
verify.
I also have charges in September, October, and November.
And verify for me, please, the address.
2554 mm-hmm. Black Wolf Avenue, Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Okay. And the email address?
It's karaugale@gmail.com.
Okay, let's see. And it looks like the phone number you're calling in from matches also. I have 920-209-3730.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is for a sweepstakes that was entered, and you initially paid $5.74.
Not me. I don't do any of that. Mm-hmm. I don't even do Publishers Clearinghouse.
Mm-hmm. And see, because all of the information that we have on the account is correct, and the shopping discount membership, that should have gone to your email address. See, one moment. I'm not able to refund like all of the charges. I can refund the November charge of the $67.32, and then the October charge of the
$39.99. Okay.
Okay, hold the line for one moment, please.
Sure.
Thank you. The system is making its updates. One moment.
Sure, no problem. I just wonder, you know, and this is nothing against your company or what you do. how do people do this, you know? And then, I mean, I didn't look at it. I didn't think anything about it on my second account, and I was reconciling it for taxes, and I'm going, wait a minute.
So all these additional charges, and that's what's so strange, because all of the information that we have is your information, the address, I mean, like everything.
I'm going to go to the credit union and get my card changed.
And then sometimes customers, they might, even if you, once you click on a link or something like that, then it opens up the account too, because your information is already in the system. It just depends what merchant it might be that is conducting the sweepstakes, a survey or something like that. One moment. Because your information is all, because I know I don't, you know, you get so many emails and messages and things like that, and I just don't, I don't even click on it.
Well, I not going more, so thank you.
No problem.
I appreciate what you are doing.
And no matter how tempted I am, I just remembered I don't click on it. Let's see. One moment.
Sure.
I was able to credit one account. I'm working on the next. One moment.
Okay.
The credits, you do want to allow, at least your bank takes about 3 to 5 business days to process the credit.
Probably more like 10 because of the holiday.
Because of the holiday. You're right.
I know. I used to work in customer service at a bank, and people go, well, why? And I go, don't you know that blah, blah, blah is, you know,
right. Safe. It's a holiday.
Yeah. It's a non-banking day.
Exactly. So you will eventually get it.
I sure hope so.
All right. Well, you're all set. And again, you want to allow at least 3 to 5 business days for processing of the credit. You'll see a credit of $39.99, and then the other is $67.32.
Okay, say that again. A total credit of $139.99?
No, you'll see a credit of $39.99, and one of $67, and I think it was 32 cents.
32 cents, or a total of $107.32. Correct. I appreciate it.
No
problem.
Is there
a confirmation number?
I could provide you with the cancellation number. Hold on for one moment.
Sure, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, the transaction ID number for the credit of the 6732 is going to be 777-018-2642. And then for the credit of the $39.99, let me check and see what that would be. One moment.
Sure, don't worry about it, Cindy.
Okay, that transaction ID number for that credit is going to be
7745-3855. Okay, now, is there, will this stop these charges from coming out? How do I go about that?
Yes. The representative that you, that transferred the call over to me did cancel out the account.
Okay, that is Shanita. Okay, she did do that. Okay. All right. That makes sense. I guess I got everything I needed except all my money, but that's my problem.
Well, you're all set.
All right, Cindy, thank you very much. You've done an excellent job.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.